Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name's Moshe Weitzman, and I did a lot of work during this release on the page rendering flow in Drupal. And the main byproduct of that work is a new hook that folks are encouraged to use called Hook Page Alter. And what gets passed to you when you implement that hook is a giant array, and at the top level of this array are all the regions that your theme declares. And inside of those regions are all of the blocks that are available. And inside of those blocks are little arrays called render arrays with all of the, not quite the HTML, but all of the output of your page is in these little arrays. And you can go ahead and change them. And you can change them on each page load. You can make changes. So if you decide that your corn category page has to be different than your butter category page, you can go ahead and do that in Hook Page Alter. You can flip around and move one block from one region to another. You can go and add a special advertisement that your marketing department needs in the top corner of the page just for this corn page. And so a lot of the things that used to be hard are now easy because you can just go in and completely move things around and remove things and add things.
Does that mean that all this is hooked off of the menu system then because it's the page? Or what? Talk a bit about, you know, what is hooking into it then?
Sure. So this happens in the request flow. It happens. First thing we do is the menu router figures out which page callback is effective for that page. And then the page callback runs. And in fact, in Drupal 7, the contents of the page callback are put into a block. So that's just a block. And then the block module, if it's enabled, goes ahead and populates all of the regions with their blocks. And then Hook Page Alter runs. And the thing that happens right after Hook Page Alter is the whole page gets themed by calling Drupal Render on that page array. So what you're dealing with there is unthemed data, which is exactly what you want to deal with when you're trying to make alterations. This hook is really mainly designed for site builders who are building their own customizations into their site. I think it's less valuable for Contrib. They have lots of other hooks they can use to change nodes and change blocks and so forth.
So would most of this Hook Page Alter be called in the theme then, or would it be a module that people would have sort of as their custom module for their website?
Right. So one change in Drupal 7 is that themes can implement alter hooks. And this Hook Page Alter in particular is really interesting to themers. And so I do expect a lot of themers to implement this hook in their template.php. I think sometimes it will be done by a module builder, sometimes by themers. They're pretty much equivalent.
So one thing about Drupal is that we love our arrays, and especially our renderable arrays. So there seems to be kind of like this learning curve that complexity with the new flexibility, there's going to be this complexity that's introduced. So maybe you could talk about like what is different now.
Yeah. There's a certain complexity about render arrays that, if you want to deeply understand them, you have to take, you know, a day or two or take a class or read a book, because they aren't trivial. At the same time, you don't have to deal at that layer. The template layer sometimes has to see render arrays, but the only function you ever need to know there is the render function. And there's some really good examples about how to use render in node.tpl.php and page.tpl.php. So I think we gave people a good head start to know how to use them. And if you are a core developer or a hardcore module developer, you will go ahead and learn this. And in a sense, it's not really a new thing. Render arrays are part of node building in Drupal 6. And I don't think Drupal 5, but I can't totally remember. So we're not. It's on a new concept. It's just a lot expanded in Drupal 7.
Also, you know, what are the similarities to like the Form API then? Like, because I know the Form API has a similar sort of renderable, or at least array structure in that way.
Yeah, so it's identical to the Form API arrays that people have been dealing with since 4.7. Form API has more properties than render array. So Form API is like a superset of render API, but it's all the same sort of things.
And you know, when you look at the template files, there's additional, you know, render calls that are in there. So maybe you could talk about like what type of things people might see in terms of like, you know, pulling things out, or what are some of the new functions that people might be saying at the theming layer?
Sure. So it was a bit difficult before to make customizations in your template.php. Well, it wasn't that hard to make them. You could print out the variables you wanted to, but if you started installing new modules, they wouldn't do anything at the theme layer because you're not using that content variable. You're now using pieces of content. And so what we fixed that particular problem with this render function, where you can just render the pieces you want and then render the whole thing somewhere else if you'd like to, and render what's left at the bottom or at the top. So now when you install new modules, your theme can adapt to that situation and still print out the 5-star, for example, or other widgets you might want to add onto your nodes and so forth.
So I guess that's another thing, is that a lot of stuff like 5-star and taxonomy are sort of determined per node type, like where they're located. And maybe you could talk about like how that's going to be affected now that everything's kind of slapped into an array.
Yeah. 5-star, I believe, is a field in Drupal 7. And so that's great because fields are, you know, a primary concept in Drupal 7, and the more things that get into field, the less we have to really learn. We only have to learn one way of working. And so the fields come in as a render array, and you can put them wherever you want on your template file. So, you know, all of those little modules are going to become fields in Drupal 7, and I think we're better for it.
And so what type of things are you excited to start doing with this hook page alter and with Drupal 7? What type of things was either kind of a hack before to do or was maybe impossible?
I think it's mainly the one-off customizations that clients ask for all the time. You know, if you are one of the newspapers, The Economist, for example, and you sell a specific sponsorship for your world news page, you don't have to create a whole new page.tpl.php for that has custom advertisement in one of the regions or something like that. You can go ahead and just slam that in with hook page alter and you're done. So it's really quite fast to make tricky changes. So that's what I'm excited about.
And how did it come about that you wanted to do this and work about, you know, were discussions started about this a long time ago, or maybe talk about the evolution of this feature?
Sure. The start of the render API was the form API, for sure. That was introduced in 4.7. And that was just a huge boon for developers, that you could do anything you wanted to with hook form alter. And we've been enjoying that for years. And we wanted that power in other parts of Drupal. And it took us a few releases to get there. The node building was the first part that got the render arrays. And now the pages have render arrays, and blocks can return render arrays. So we got a taste of it from form API, and that was Adrian's patch way back when. So,
and yesterday, Greg Dunlap said something interesting, saying that like a hook form alter was the source and cause of all data migration issues, because, you know, when you're changing, you know, the data that's going in. And I'm just wondering if you had any specific, you know, insight on that, since you do also specialize in migrations, and, you know, in whether or not this hook page alter is going to be affecting, you know, the data in that way at all.
It doesn't affect the kind of data migrations that I do. I think that Greg might be thinking of when you migrate nodes from a staging server to a production server. One of his modules does that. Deploy is the name of it. Whereas Migrate module is really about fetching the data out of the legacy database and then calling node save and user save. So since we call those save functions, we are immune to forms, essentially. So it doesn't affect the data migrations that we do.
Okay. And finally, maybe you could just sort of, you know, like what do you suggest people go to as a resource in terms of where to learn more information about this?
Yeah. You know, in my mind, your best bet is either a book or a training session by one of the training firms. The books have a lot more editorial thought in them than the typical handbook page. And so learning Drupal by reading handbook pages, I think, is inefficient. Whereas the book authors just take hours and hours to explain to you everything in detail in the right order. And so there's lots of great books. So, you know, pro Drupal development is great for developers and using Drupal for the general site builder. And, you know, everything in between. There's SEO books, and beginning Drupal is Jacob's new book. And so, yeah, I think books and training sessions are the way to go.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
All right, take care.